This is Be the Story Spotlight. Cadet Perks! Bullpen's voice snapped him out of his daydreaming. He had just had visions of a two-crown piece lying tucked away in the fob pocket of his old civvies.
Cadet Perks, what would you do if you were on patrol and encountered a ship from an alien planet?
Perks opened his mouth wide as if the answer were there, and all he had to do was to force it out. He looked like the last person on Earth who knew what to do when meeting up with a vessel from an alien planet.
I would maneuver closer, he answered, his voice muted and strangely hoarse.
The class froze in welcome anticipation of some comic relief.
Very good, Bullpen said in a fatherly sort of way. Then what would you do?
Furiously, he racked his empty brains in search of the appropriate paragraphs from his space manual. But it was as if he had never laid eyes on it. Sheepishly, he lowered his gaze, and as he did so, he noticed that Smeagol was trying to prompt him with his lips only. One by one, he deciphered Smeagol's words and repeated them out loud before he had a chance to fully digest them. I'd introduce myself. So begins the first of the Tales of Perks the Pilot. This is Stanislaw Lem Week. This past Monday, we looked at his novel, The Investigation. Today, we're reviewing a two-volume set, Tales of Perks the Pilot and More Tales of Perks the Pilot. The two novels come one right after the other in terms of the timeline, and in fact were originally released in 1968 in Polish as a single work. Between them, they contain 10 stories that follow Perks' career from the time he was a cadet until he turns into a seasoned veteran. As he matures, he develops confidence, wisdom, and a justifiable dislike of robots. In typical Lem style, the Tales of Perks the Pilot are engaging, strongly plotted stories full of character depth as well as cool future tech gizmos. Perks, you see, is a pilot of space vessels. Freighters, mostly. In his world, space travel is common, yet things always seem to go wrong, and Perks always seems to get caught in the middle of it. Perks is a seat-of-the-pants, to-hell-with-the-instructions-that-can't-help-me-now-anyhow kind of guy, in charge of 100-foot-tall, megaton space rockets. Needless to say, from the beginning, Perks faces crisis, insanity, disaster, ghosts, intrigue, court-martial, and crazed killer robots. And his instincts save him time and again. Take the first story in the collection, entitled The Test. This is an account of Perks' final exam as a cadet. His maiden solo voyage. How exactly did a half-witted, daydreaming, bungling idiot like Perks get into the program in the first place? However he did it, now it comes down to this. It's just a routine escort mission, but he does need to get it right. A screw-up could cost him his pilot's license, or even his life, as it turns out. I will not give away the ending, but I will say it left me shocked and laughing my pants off. By the last story in the collection, entitled Ananke, Perks finds himself investigating the cause of a devastating crash. By this time in his career, he's been piloting for decades, and spaceflight has been computerized to the hilt, and these new pilots don't even know how to operate the machinery, not like we used to when I was a cadet. And he doesn't like it, not one bit. And he's probably right. Tales of Perks the Pilot and More Tales of Perks the Pilot not only transport us into the future, like good science fiction should, but they challenge us to think about where we're going on the way. Find these and other fine books by Stanislaw Lem at BeTheStory.com. And tune in Monday. I'll see you then.